Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. In the United States, special recognition of a person or group's memorable achievements can be demonstrated when the national flag is flown over the U.S. Capitol and presented to the distinguished recipient of the honor. Twice this year, on May 13th, Master Li Hongzhi received this honor from U.S. government officials. One certificate that accompanied such a flag as part of its presentation to Teacher Li read, "This is to certify that the accompanying flag was flown over the United States Capitol on May 13, 2025. At the request of the Honorable Christopher A. Coons, United States Senator, this flag was flown in honor of Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of Falun Dafa. This day marks the 33rd anniversary of introducing Falun Dafa to the public in China by Mr. Hongzhi and is celebrated by millions around the world as World Falun Dafa Day." Delaware Congresswoman Sarah McBride also presented such a flag and comparable certificate designating special recognition. This year, United States officials from both parties at all levels once again issued proclamations and bestowed other comparable honors in recognition of Falun Dafa and Master Li.
USA. Senator Ted Cruz commemorated World Falun Dafa Day with a post on the social media platform X that said, "China's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners is an attack on religious freedom and human rights. It's long past time to dismantle the CCP's state-sponsored organ harvesting industry." Senator Cruz has paid ongoing attention to the CCP's persecution, condemned the atrocity, and voiced support of Falun Gong practitioners. He proposed the Falun Gong Protection Act bill in the U.S. Senate on March 3, 2025. This bill was passed in the U.S. House of Representatives on May 5th. Once it is passed in the Senate and signed by the President, it will become a law to hold perpetrators accountable for such crimes.
Scotland. Falun Dafa practitioners from Scotland and Northern England gathered in the capital city of Edinburgh at the famous Royal Mile on May 17th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. The event was held on the day of the opening of the Scottish Church's annual conference. The city hall where the meeting was held was opposite the practitioners' event venue. Two cars carrying the attending elders drove slowly out of the city hall. They watched the practitioners practicing the exercises and looked at the display boards. Many people expressed their interest in learning Falun Gong after seeing the exercise demonstration. A practitioner explained how to register for an online training session. An Australian booth visitor named John signed the petition against the persecution and forced organ harvesting in China. He said his wife is Chinese and her family fled China and immigrated to Australia to avoid communism. "I know exactly what communism does. I understand it perfectly," John said. He added, "What the CCP represents isn't the China as it was, not the same thing, not the same people. One doesn't represent the other."
Switzerland. The State Parliament of Geneva held a full assembly meeting on May 22nd. That same day, Falun Gong practitioners from the area set up an information booth outside the parliament building. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises, shared information about the practice, and collected signatures calling for an end to the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. Many elected officials and members of the public expressed their interest and support. Member of Parliament Patrick Demir has been a supporter of Falun Gong for many years. When he was told that the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Falun Gong Protection Act, He said that it was encouraging, showing that people around the world are becoming more aware of the persecution. MP Demir added, "You're doing great. Thank you all."
Latvia. Falun Dafa practitioners held a celebration for World Falun Dafa Day at Victory Park in the city of Riga. Although the morning was gray and rainy, the sun appeared in the sky as the event began, creating a warm, bright, and encouraging atmosphere. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and spoke to people about the beneficial effects of this wonderful practice on a person's mental and physical health, as well as in society. They also showed children and their parents how to make origami lotus flowers. A local person named Dace attended the event and, after learning more about Falun Dafa, said, "It's good for your health." She was particularly moved by the principles of the practice. She said, "Many people miss reality these days. Everyone lives in virtual realities. And patience, you can achieve a lot with that. Not with a fist on the table, but with peace and consistency." Dace expressed her desire to learn the exercises another time and left, wishing the practitioners good luck.
Finland. The annual World Village Festival was held in the capital city of Helsinki on May 24th and 25th, 2025. This is one of the country's largest multicultural events and attracted 62,000 participants this year. The festival's theme this year was peace. Falun Gong practitioners have participated in the event for 20 consecutive years. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth, gave exercise demonstrations, shared handouts, and collected petition signatures, which exposed the CCP's brutal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. This year, many people approached the booth to sign the petition and show their support, after reading Finnish news reports about the CCP's stepped-up efforts to persecute Falun Gong practitioners. People expressed admiration for the peace and rationality shown by practitioners. Practitioners also distributed handmade paper lotus flowers at the festival. The blooms bearing the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance were popular with event attendees. Many people said, "This is such an upright and meaningful message."
Romania. Falun Dafa practitioners presented their spiritual practice by demonstrating the exercises at the Esoteric Fest event held in the city of Timișoara from May 9th to May 11th. The two main books of Falun Dafa, Falun Gong and Juan Falun, written by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of the practice, were on display for visitors to examine and purchase. Practitioners greeted many visitors and told them about a local group practice site where the exercises are taught for free every Sunday. They also distributed brochures introducing Falun Dafa, highlighted the beneficial effects of the practice and its high popularity in China, where more than 70 million Chinese people started practicing just a few years after it was introduced to the public.
USA. The Business Professionals of America National Leadership Conference took place at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in Orlando, Florida on May 8th and 9th. The event attracted more than 6,000 visitors. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth and introduced the cultivation practice to attendees. Students and educators from many different states expressed their interest, registered for online courses, and obtained informational materials. This conference is one of the largest and most prestigious student events in the U.S. It is designed for outstanding students who aspire to pursue leadership positions in the field of business, technology, and finance. It is also for educators and mentors from all over the country. Banners displaying Falun Dafa's core values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance attracted much attention. A middle school teacher from New Mexico named Julian Alverda expressed her hope of introducing the practice into her school's curriculum. Before leaving, she exchanged contact information with practitioners to discuss future cooperation.
France. The Health and Organic Lifestyle Expo took place in a Western France commune On May 17th and May 18th, practitioners introduced Falun Dafa to many visitors who were seeking to improve their physical and mental well-being. Practitioners taught the exercises in the open-air square outside the exhibition hall. Booth visitor Melanie tried the exercises and did the movements very well. She was extremely happy to buy the book Juan Falun, the main text of the practice, and shared her intention to go to a practice site and continue practicing. Gayela and Richard said they felt that their religion had not brought them what they were looking for. Richard randomly opened to a page in Juan Falun at the Falun Dafa booth and said he felt that the book is very powerful. The couple planned to go to the local practice site to learn the exercises. Their eyes were filled with happiness and joy. Practitioners received thanks from visitors and expo organizers. One woman said, "You shine so brightly that people want to try Falun Gong."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 71-year-old resident of Shenyang City died on May 9, 2025, while serving a 4-year term in a women's prison for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Wang Yan's prison sentence stemmed from her arrest at her home in 2022 after she was reported for distributing Falun Gong informational materials in a residential area. Police officers confiscated her Falun Gong books, a portrait of Falun Gong's founder, and her cell phone. The police released Ms. Wang on bail 3 days later after extorting 5,000 yuan from her. She was harassed at home and warned that a judge was looking for her. A day later, the police returned to take her to a local detention center. She was later sentenced to 4 years and admitted to the Liaoning Province Women's Prison. Ms. Wang was abused in the prison and developed breast cancer. It is unknown if she received any medical attention before passing away.
9 Kunming City residents were illegally convicted on May 1st for practicing Falun Gong. Sentences ranged from 15 months to 4.5 years, with fines being 5,000 and 15,000 yuan. Despite insufficient evidence, the case was pushed through by the Zhongxuxing police station and ultimately accepted by the prosecutor. At trial, no witnesses were present, and appointed lawyers were instructed to plead guilty on behalf of the practitioners. The practitioners testified in their own defense and emphasized that no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong or labels it as a cult. All 9 were convicted of undermining law enforcement using a cult organization, a commonly used charge against Falun Gong practitioners. The 9 were arrested during a police sweep in June of last year.
A 61-year-old woman in Wuhan City is still being held at a brainwashing center over a month after she completed an 8-year prison term in April. The ordeal of Ms. Zhu Ya, who is disabled, began when she was arrested for her faith in Falun Gong. While being held at a detention facility, she was beaten so severely that her right hand was broken. Her family saw her wearing a cast when they visited her. The guards, however, forced her to tell her family that she had broken her hand by accident. After 8 long years, Miss Zhu's daughter arrived at the prison the day of her official release to pick her up. She was shocked that her mother had already been seized by other agents from various agencies such as the 610 office and taken to a brainwashing center. An insider later revealed that the continued detention of Miss Zhu was actually at the request of the prison, as she had been stubborn and holding firm to her faith.
Mingwei recently confirmed that a married couple in Guangdong province were both sentenced for their faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Wen Fenhua, around 60 years old, was given 5.5 years. Her husband, Mr. Yang Yingpong, received 5 years. Ms. Wen was arrested in the middle of the night in July last year. As dawn broke, more than 20 police officers had raided her home. They arrested her husband and confiscated two boxes of Falun Gong informational materials. Both Ms. Nguyen and Mr. Yang had been on the police radar for practicing Falun Gong. According to an insider, their latest arrests were triggered after Ms. Nguyen was reported for giving a delivery worker an amulet bearing messages about Falun Gong. Because of their faith, the couple have been arrested multiple times since the onset of the persecution, with Ms. Nguyen once given 2 years of forced labor. They were brutally tortured in detention. Mr. Yang suspected that she had been injected with toxic drugs while in detention. There were numerous wounds on her legs, some of which oozed blood. Mr. Yang took meticulous care of his wife, on top of tending to their four young children. She eventually recovered and resumed her efforts to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong.
Communities across the U.S. welcome Falun Dafa practitioners. The last Monday of May is Memorial Day in the United States. Events are held across the country to honor military personnel who died while serving in the armed services. Many cities hold parades to honor them. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in many Memorial Day parades, including those in the communities of Rockville, Maryland and Falls Church, Virginia. People learned about Falun Dafa and its principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. In the town of Wake Forest, North Carolina, the annual Meet in the Street Arts Festival took place on May 3rd. The festival featured more than 100 booths lining the community's main streets and included a music stage. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa, demonstrated the exercises, and provided information about local practice sites. 60 people registered for online instruction. A former Marine visited the Falun Dafa booth at the Wake Forest event. He excitedly told practitioners that he downloaded the practice's main text, Duan Falun, from the Falun Dafa website, is currently reading it and wants to learn more about the practice. The man shared, "What left the deepest impression in me is Master's selflessness." He told everybody about the celestial eye, other realms, the secret of opening up the body's energy channels, and how people can attain all these without holding anything back. I know that there are many Eastern mysterious cultivation methods that will not tell outsiders this information unless you are cultivating in their sect. He is very grateful to Master and said that he was happy to see the Falun Dafa booth and meet so many practitioners. Falun Gong practitioners in San Diego, California held the Art of Jin Shan Ren exhibition at the famous Balboa Park on May 17th. They also collected signatures on petitions in support of the Falun Gong Protection Act, which needs to pass in the United States Senate before it can be signed by the president and enacted into law, and another petition for the Global Coalition to Stop the Chinese Communist Party's live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. Many out-of-state tourists and locals viewed the art exhibition, learned about the practice and the persecution, signed in support of the resolution, and condemned the CCP's atrocities. One tourist from New Jersey named Lou Ann Rounceville said that this was the first time she had heard of Falun Gong and the CCP's persecution. She commented, "You know, as that famous Edmund Burke said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. I agree with that. So when I learned that this was a genocide and that it had been going on in China for 26 years, I had to do something." Miss Rounceville signed the petition and held up the petition board so passers-by could sign as well. She quickly learned relevant information from the practitioners and shared with passers-by what she had learned about the genocide. She would tell them to contact their federal senators and let them know that they should vote in favor of the S-817 to help stop the genocide and forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Pennsylvania Falun Dafa practitioners in the greater Philadelphia area held a rally and Falun Dafa Day celebration on May 18th in Independence Square. They introduced Falun Dafa to tourists by demonstrating and teaching the exercises, setting up display boards, distributing flyers, folding origami lotus flowers, singing songs, sharing cultivation experiences, and demonstrating Chinese calligraphy. They also collected signatures calling for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. During the rally, practitioners read congratulatory remarks and commendations issued by elected officials from the greater Philadelphia area prior to World Falun Dafa Day. The remarks praised the practice for promoting the spiritual values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and affirmed its positive impact on the community.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.